We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is the exclusive radio home of the Chicago Bulls.
Left corner, Lonzo, open three, bam! This baby is over!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. The Score!
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, what a glorious and wonderful show. I want to thank everyone. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We thank them for that. I want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. We were very twitchy today. We're obviously decked out, and a lot of people commenting.
Yeah, we're decked out. What are they commenting on?
I think I look like what have a you hunter. Heard? I think I look like a
you
hunter.
You do look a little like a hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, because I'm not. I'm more of a collector.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes.
Already.
And we're already having technical issues, which I have managed to get through, but Dan Bernstein is melting down.
You can tell somebody your computer doesn't work.
Who? Who's here?
The engineers. There's always an engineer here.
I think they
here.
May roll in around 7 or 8.
Well,
by then, I'm done.
Still buys me a couple hours to get the computer working.
Our thanks to the great Dustin William Rhodes.
What I'd love to see is I'd love to see a nice win streak, you know?
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, let's
see, like Mully. You're channeling my mother. You'd rather just like it's fine, it's okay. What? Mom, the chair is broken. It's okay, I can stand.
Why don't we just fix the chair?
No, it's fine.
Ray, before you have
no,
your
it's
meltdown.
Fine. Don't worry, everything's fine. I can. I don't need the computer to work.
Thanks,
it's just a radio
Ray.
Show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Collaboration.
Yeah, that's what we do here. And now we welcome in one of the great meltdowns of all time. It's Technology Dan and Layla.
Why didn't you tell us there was a wild animal in your room? It's fine. It's okay. They need some place to live,
too. I mentioned to you that the keyboard didn't work today, and you're immediately like, did you tell the engineer?
Because
who did you call in? Dan, you know, we start at 5, okay?
For 20 years.
So when it doesn't work, I just
move on. For 20 years, we've been the show. 25 years. It's always been our show where it's been like, oh, by the way, this doesn't work and this doesn't work. Did anybody tell an engineer? No.
Hey,
what did it have? Well, Les threw up on it.
We roll
you know,
in. All,
it's always.
But we roll in.
Why
and everyone's
are you bringing
like,
Les
because yeah. it's always it. It's like, Les downloaded some malware from Jupiter.
To Mully's credit, though, he never let it get in the way of.
Thank you.
Of the show.
Yeah.
And he was just rolling right along. I had no idea until you started complaining about it, Dan,
yes.
that there was a problem with the keyboard.
Okay, Midwest. First of all, alerting people to things is not complaining. Secondly, Mully, you don't have to suffer in silence.
Right.
Third, keep Les out of this.
Yeah. Amen. You're right. Les was brought into this unfairly.
The other rule is
I'm turning this car around.
Is if there is some sort of like major, like company-wide software upgrade, hardware upgrade, total changeover of transmitter of something, it will always be done during my show.
Yeah,
you know.
Because Mully insists on suffering in silence because this goes back to him having Russian technology.
Because Mitch is terrified of Mully.
Oh, that is absurd. I never knew. I don't even complain. I just go through it. What are you talking about?
He didn't say anything.
He's just terrified about the idea. Like, he's not scared of me. Like, I've whatever my reputation has been, is a loyal corporate soldier, no matter who has owned us.
The guy that bitches and moans about everything. I think that's your reputation.
But he knows that if he comes in, he's like, look, it'll be fine. Just do your
you're
show.
You're not dressed like a hunter that's going to tackle a bear.
I like the right? vest. I really like the vest.
All he needs is like the Deadpool. Like swords.
But you know what, though? He looks like a million, and I have the same outfit at home.
Have a vest, too?
We have it all.
Yes.
I like the extra layer.
Although, my vest it's lined with camo.
Your vest is puffier than mine.
It's a little puffier.
Wait, is it camo camo or hunting camo?
I think it's hunting. What's the difference, Layla?
First of all, there's no G. Secondly, hunting camo looks like the forest. Camo camo looks like the jungle.
Did you just correct
desert
my dialect?
Desert camo looks like the desert.
It wasn't Texas enough for you?
No, there's no such thing as hunting camo. Okay.
Back off, Hoosier.
It's hunting camo.
Whoa.
Does that come with like the wraparound blade sunglasses, too?
Yes, it does. And then you have a goatee and you take a selfie in your car.
Comes with a rifle. I got a pair of camo sweatpants, okay? So I put on the camo sweatpants, and I had a hoodie on, and my son comes home. He walks in. He takes it in, and he kind of has this chuckle, and he says, "You look good. Don't ever wear those pants out of the house."
Nuts to that. Where are you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I went to the airport and picked up my daughter in them. They're comfortable.
They're comfortable.
Right. All that matters.
Right. And people can't see you from the waist down.
People can't. They have no idea.
Because you're camouflaged. They just think you're a torso moving around.
That's right. Same deal here. Floating.
Wait until you see him walk out, what he's really wearing.
Can I tell you something funny, though? Where is that going?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just suffering in silence.
Yes, you are suffering in silence. Yeah. So the Padres, you know, they wear the desert. They wear the camo and the desert camo. That's their Sunday uniform that they would wear at home. Oh. And I asked Nick Hundley, the catcher, he would wear green camo, the jungle camo. And so he'd wear alternate camo over the desert camo. And I'm like, hey, why do you wear your chest protector as a different green camo? And he's like, because it camouflages the ball. He's like, the mitt gets camouflaged when you're 90 feet away and my pitchers can't see the mitt, so I had to wear a different color camouflage because it does its job.
Everything blends together.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I thought you meant from a framing perspective. He's able to like buy stuff around the edges because the poor old ump can't see.
Yeah, like pitcher can't see his fingers and he doesn't know where, like the chest protector just made it easier for them to see
does
the ball in the mitt.
Does he do the neon fingernail stickers?
You know, I don't
know
if Nick did. I think Yasmani might have, and I should ask Yasmani about it too because he wore the Padres.
Do you guys remember the great Steve Yeager catcher's mitt with the orange outlining?
Blaze orange.
Yeah, wasn't that awesome?
That was the coolest thing ever because Steve Yeager, you'll remember also after getting hit in the Adam's apple.
He had the neck protector.
He designed the drop down Adam's apple protector. That was all him.
That was all Steve Yeager.
Cool dude. He was in the baseball book, The Wax Pack, the guy that tracked down all of his like baseball card guys, not superstars, the guys he had like six of and he found them and talked
to
them.
I didn't know that about
him. Steve Yeager was one of those guys and they hung out in a restaurant for a while and told stories. He was you figure the guy who's got stories on some of those Dodgers teams, who was there concurrently with a lot of winning and all the Lasorda stuff and all that. And Yeager was a pioneer. He was important.
That catcher's mitt was a cool thing to have if you were a kid in Little League and you just wanted to kind of, you know, if your team could afford to get a catcher's glove like that, that was cool.
That was a guarantee that when we would show up at camp in the summer, it was dollar to a donut that Chris Rose was always the kid who had whatever it was. Whatever the cool baseball.
He turned out okay.
Whatever it was, it would be like flip down sunglasses or the cool glove thing or like the pad on your wrist to keep it from pronating when you slide. It's like, dude, we're playing 12-inch softball on a field where the bases slip around every time we land on them. It's like totally decked out in the coolest MLB stuff.
And now he's decked out in like all the coolest sports shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Rose turned out all right.
Oh, no.
He knew how to run this thing.
They come from big money? Is that what you're saying?
Not big, but everybody's the same kid. It's just a matter of whether you're from Cleveland or Milwaukee or St. Louis.
Who would beat him up for that stuff?
It's basically you're either from Shaker Heights or Beechwood or what is it? What's the Milwaukee suburb? Or you're from Clayton or Ledoux in St. Louis.
I don't know, Dan. I had 99 people in my graduating class. I cannot relate.
It's all, everybody shows up in Hayward, and they're all the same kid, and they have all the same clothes, and all the parents look alike.
You know, I remember when we were in high school. I don't want to tell. I won't tell the story.
Oh, you have to now.
No, we went to a party and we like showed up, and everybody is wearing like their Southside uniform, like gray T-shirt, khaki pants, and like black Chuck Taylor high tops. And we walk into some party, and it's like, oh my God, these people are so good looking. I guess rich people are really. And then it was like, no, they're just really well dressed. Like, you came to the conclusion they're not wearing the outfit, so they look better than us.
Well, it changed too. The people with money also can now, at a certain age, they're just affording more surgeries and better moisturizers and personal more training surgeries. And some of that stuff.
And camouflage sweats.
Right?
Yeah. I've been to LA. I've seen some of that where you're just literally like, how does everyone look this beautiful?
One of my best friends says, you're not ugly, you're just poor.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Ask a dentist.
Well,
I'm like, okay. But. Her point was regarding procedures.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I can only imagine. Compared, like, L.A. is one thing, but Texas is another thing altogether where...
Oh, there's... Nah, yeah, Jerry both. Jones.
Yeah. Jerry... Well, Jerry's famous for getting work done.
Oh, he's gotten some work done.
Yeah.
The man doesn't have a wrinkle.
And he's 76?
Well, but I mean, that was... My buddy used to do this. Like, you'd be in the elevator... And he would start a conversation. He's like, if that wasn't bad enough, the old man is 80 years old and he wants to get a fanny tuck. Feels like he's having a look. And he would and then people on the elevator, you would just monitor how many people were turning around to look. You ever do that where you
just entertain himself by starting in the middle of a conversation?
Acting like you're in the middle of a conversation. I thought that one was a classic.
I'm surprised you would get on an elevator with that many people on it.
It was pre-COVID.
Okay.
When I grew up.
I'm still laughing at the story where you made people change in the middle of the department store.
Oh, that was awful. I mean, that was terrible. That guy, he had like blood in his eyes, and he confronted me, and I was like, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I just wore it out of my mind.
Good pranksters, man. That's talent. No, I don't care what anybody says.
You can get yourself in trouble. You got to watch.
I had a moment yesterday. Every Tuesday, for cardio, I do a really long, like an hour long lake hike. And I like to walk down on the lake and I walk out on the public piers. There's fishermen out there.
You walk around through Michigan and then back?
No, I like to walk until I get tired, and then I walk back and I go through the Maggie Daly Park. And I like this time of year, you get an interesting mix of people who are fishing. And I like talking to fishermen because fishermen are weird and they like to talk. And there's some people going after perch, some before the ice in, are still going for occasional smallmouth bass.
I thought the whole point of fishing was you didn't make noise. And you're walking around bothering people?
Yeah, I like to bother people. I ask what bait they're using. We talk. They all have stories to tell. This guy's sitting there, and he's right in front of the Columbia Yacht Club yesterday, and he's fishing. He's got a couple of lines out, and he's sitting there, and I'm talking to him. And I said, you're going after perch? And he nods at me. I said, okay. So I'm talking. I'm like, well, you probably get a fathead minnow on there, or spike on here. And he starts, he's sort of, playing with stuff. And I probably was talking at him for... I don't know, a couple of minutes. And finally he turns back and he looks at me and he gives me this kind of half look. And he goes, I do not speak English.
Like, so he was just nodding along as you were talking?
I was having a nice conversation with myself about perch fishing.
Captive audience.
Right. It's this was ideal.
I feel like I should just lay out for a segment and see where this goes.
Like, that's been a nice exchange. That was good. I enjoyed our conversation.
Did it make you feel like that was Layla at 11:30?
Right. If she looks, she's like, yeah, I don't speak English.
I don't speak English.
I don't. I can't understand.
I don't speak Bernstein.
I don't speak bears.
Bear.
Oh, bears.
Oh, God.
Bears.
No.
Bears.
Back to work today.
I don't want to speak about
that. Yeah.
Back to work today.
We get injury report.
Molly's very excited about the injury report.
It'll tell us just how much the line is going to move.
What is it now?
It's 8. So it was 7-7 in the hook to now 8. I think because there's anticipation that, well, that's nothing. The look ahead line at Green Bay
already
is 11.
Doesn't look
good. Good God.
Yeah, give me the O.
I'm not there yet, but
nor are the Bears.
My dad and I watched the entire Rams and Packers game on Sunday together.
That was a bad game.
It really was.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford played like he was still with the Lions.
He did. Very much a Lions performance.
That was it.
That was a dismantling.
Yeah.
It's also discouraging if you're a Bears fan because the Packers look good.
They do.
They look complete.
They look better than they did at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Things are coming together nicely.
Yeah.
COVID toe. We heard that turn of phrase today. I loved it.
Although
he injured his toe while on COVID break.
Did you guys get the good news from Lombardi? Did you hear the promising, encouraging bit of a nugget from Michael Lombardi?
I did hear that he agrees with me that Matt Nagy's agent should be open to answering phones.
The Delaware job is open.
So that's, didn't hear that.
I just
maybe eventually for Matt, not yet. I'm not kidding.
Do you know how many counties?
Probably some comfortable place in Andy Reid's building.
He'll be a position coach or possibly passing game coordinator somewhere if he is indeed, you know, fired in the next month or so.
What is Brad Childress, Jim Fossil, nebulous assistant?
He's not there yet, though. I mean, he's not that. He's a young man.
Exactly.
He's got a lot of coaching left to do.
What does he do well?
He communicates pretty well.
That's a head coaching thing.
Yeah,
it's very positive.
Yeah, I feel like we went over this a little bit yesterday. I think he'd be an excellent recruiter if he wanted to go down that path, but he doesn't. You know, NFL speaks to some and not to others, and college speaks to some and not to others. And that was my big takeaway from Lombardi, was talking about the LSU job versus NFL jobs.
Yeah,
but he's a GM, and I feel like it's different because he's thinking from a personnel standpoint. And perhaps maybe differently if you're a head coach.
I think he's thinking from a power standpoint, though, because his point is well made, that you don't have to care what a GM thinks when you're the head coach of LSU.
Right.
Because you are the GM.
You're everything.
Yeah. You're the player personnel director. You are everything wrapped into one job.
That was actually the bugaboo when they tried to hire Saban out of LSU, if you recall.
Yes.
He was like, yes, okay, we'll do it.
I'm in charge of the 53.
But I have your job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking
and
the
Jerry
job.
Was like,
but,
nah.
Well, I'm still here and I have an office and I'm right. Your boss. Not if you're hiring me. Right. And he waited a year and went to Miami.
By the way, Delaware would be a
Huizenga
good job.
And Wade told everybody he
you
left.
You think?
Delaware classy. Would be a good job. For a coach, maybe not Matt Nagy at this point. You're right. Maybe not yet. But I think Delaware football, I was talking to Mully during one of the breaks. If you're a football coach and you don't want pressure and you do want impact and you want all those things, that would be a great job. I just think it would be.
In what conference do they play?
I have totally romanticized that idea, though, but I don't know what conference they're in.
Yeah, where do they play?
They're the Blue Hens. They're a good program.
Where do they play, though?
I just wonder what conference are they?
To the internet.
They're playing against
Colgate. Oh, they're in the CAA.
Okay.
Colonial Athletic Association.
Colonial, so that's Holy Cross and...
Chicago Athletic.
Is that, like, American?
I'm trying to remember. James Madison, Rhode Island. For football, Northeastern, Towson.
Competitive, low pressure.
Do you know how many counties there are in Delaware?
No.
Three.
Really?
That's it.
That's not many.
They still have like 5-digit license places over there.
Going back to your Philly
tiny
connection.
Little
you know Rhode Island, and who did you say? Who else is in the league? You said UMass?
That's it, Towson, College of Charleston, University of Delaware, Drexel, Hofstra, James Madison, Northeastern.
James Madison. That's like, isn't that the Atlantic 10? I'm trying to get to know that conference.
Oh, you better. That's your Ramblers.
I might skip a year or two.
Gap year.
You give them a little bit of time.
Why wait? Why don't they just let you just
go right now?
Yeah,
they kind of are. I mean, next year is pretty quick for a transfer in conferences. That's right.
So there isn't a year.
No,
I'm saying
next year.
I'm saying they might like they got.
Molly wants to go next Tuesday. Okay,
no, but I'm saying they. This team might be pretty good. The next team might be kind of in a transition year, and I'm. They'll be playing, obviously, a lot of teams they don't know well. So give them a year or two.
But recruiting will be enhanced by their, conference affiliation with the A-10.
That's the plan, but you never know.
How does it help recruiting? Is the TV deal that much better?
Exposure, competition.
Venues, you're playing all over the country.
Tournament access. Kids want to play in the tournament, and that's an easier
multi-bid
path conference. To get to it. Yeah.
So they get at-large bids out of the
A-10? They got 24 in the last 10 years, I believe, and the MVC had 5. So that's a big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah.
I feel like we're like trying to shed the bright side or like point to something. It's like a job interview and we're like trying to sell something right now.
I'm excited about it. I look forward to it. I just think that there's going to be, as I said, you know, the soccer program now is going to be traveling in the same way that the basketball program is, right? Because you don't have these drives to, you know, you're going to be going to Philly and New York. If that had happened when I was a player, we would have been, you know, five men have gone missing in Manhattan.
That would have been another great Molly story.
Oh, my God. You know, where were you for 2 weeks?
Were you out of the country? I don't know.
My keyboard wasn't working.
What? I saw. Wait, Art. Yes. We have Art. We have Art of Engineering.
Oh,
he's here.
Go, Art, thank you.
And he's already. This is see. They
Art, you're 20 minutes late.
They snap into action. He has a replacement keyboard. If in fact, and I predict.
Oh, I think it's just a plug came on.
I predict the replacement keyboard will not be needed. That Les probably kicked out the cord.
Les wasn't here. Come on.
I predict that Art will be looking at you after 2 minutes of hearing you talk like the fisherman. Wondering what the heck you're saying.
We did get a bunch of texters who said.
I don't speak English.
Yeah. We got a bunch of texters who said he probably did speak English. He just didn't want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was very convincing if he.
You sound familiar.
Yeah.
Bye.
What? Like, by the way, I don't speak English.
What have you today?
What have we? We've got White Sox angst. We have somebody, and we have actually.
Don't the Cubs have the players, the White Sox? Didn't the Cubs, you know, they procured a bunch of guys that would fit, you know, backup catcher. They got another outfielder, and they got a starting pitcher. Isn't that like, if they get a second baseman, they've addressed all the Sox needs?
Well, they have the Sox
minus
on second
the
baseman.
Names.
I know,
sure.
But I'm saying they, like, if you look what they've done so far, it's basically what the Sox should have done.
Sox should aim higher than that.
Well,
man, never
at second base.
Did any of us think Yan Gomes would create this many waves in this?
No,
I did not. I did not see that coming.
Did you see that Zach Collins is like the worst catcher known to man, according to Bill James? Like he's really doesn't belong
defensively.
Worst catcher ever.
First round pick, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you saw some of that. You don't really need Bill James to.
Now we have the numbers to back it up.
Mike Florio will join us. We're going to talk about a. Shocking baseball story that is it's so big I almost can't get our head around it. What we learned yesterday apparently happened with the baseballs last year and why MLB's lying about it. We'll find out. Midday Midway, we have Hub for a couple of segments, and Rick Camp is going to make you rich.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.